Goodbye, old memories.
Amen.
This will also be the pastor's desk for this coming Sunday, but on the pastor's desk, I leaned towards away, and this morning, I want to do something a little different because, again, this is what the boss wants to be done. Let me start by asking some of you here, how many of you can remember one bad memory from last year? Okay. How many of you can remember five bad memories from last year? How many of you can remember 10 bad memories from last year? Okay. Now let's go the other way around. How many of us can remember one excellent memory from last year? Okay. How many of us can remember 10 excellent memories from last year? All right. Why would I name a sermon Goodbye Memories? Somebody will and can quickly ask, preacher, why should I get rid, forget good memories? I mean, they are good memories. I'll tell you why. We should let go of good memories that happened to us last year because we are in search of new adventures, spiritual adventures with God. What? Yeah? But those were good memories. You're not a museum to live from the past. This is not what God wants for you and I. So did I have some good time with God last year? Yes. Guess what? This time gotta be better. Amen. Gotta be better. If I am stuck with the good memories from last year, that will prevent or hinder me from experiencing the greater and better things that God has. And even when those good things come by, it may pass me by because my expectation level is low. I'm expecting to happen to me this year what happened last year because I'm still holding tight to the old memories. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Now, good memories were good? Yes, they were. Is there anything if I remember them? No, there's not. So what's the problem? When you base your expectation level on what happened last year, then you've got a problem. Because if God wants to do something greater, more powerful, and different, it will just pass you by. Why? Because you are looking to see the same thing happen this year. Are we together so far?
Yes.
Now, you may say, okay, bad memories, ha-ha, why not? I'm going to forget the bad memories. Okay, this is very noble of you. We should let bad memories go. But here are a few things that I want to bring to your attention today. Brother Harry, can you start getting ready? Philippians 3. 13 and 14. And if you forget everything that I'm going to speak today, I want you to remember one thing. You can forget everything I'm going to say. But I want you to remember this. The problems with memories, whether it is good or bad, is when we hold tight to those memories, it will always bring disappointment. Mm-hmm. You may say, preacher, I disagree. Good memories does not bring disappointment. It will. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. A few minutes ago, I was talking to that precious soul over here about hopes. There's nothing wrong with hope. Did y'all hear what I said? There is nothing wrong with hope. However, there is a problem when my spiritual walk is based on hope. So you mean to tell that you don't hope things? No, I don't hope, I believe things. Because when I'm hoping for something and that doesn't come through, my heart will be disappointed. The problem with memories, one is it will disappoint us. Why? God is saying that this year will be the year of visitation. Last night, the Lord told me again, I'm talking to my servants all over the globe. This year will be the year of God's visitation to a lot of people.
Amen.
And I'm like, wow. So you told this to somebody else? I sure did. Well, great. I'm looking forward for that. If I'm holding tight to the memories of whatever happened to me in 2016, and God decides to go a notch up, I will be disappointed that because what God is about to do might very well be better, bigger than what I had in 2017. But because I'm holding tight to the memories of 2016, I will miss it. And then I will be disappointed. Because some other people will have visitation from God. What about me? Why didn't God visit me? And then you get disappointed. Some of us are stagnated in our spiritual walk due to disappointments. A man called in and he says, preacher, I am about to give up my faith. I said, that would be foolishness of you. He said, I've seen throughout the years so many prophetic words was given to me, and my peers have all gotten whatever was prophesied to them, but I haven't. I still remember 10 years ago when the prophetess came by our church and she gave me a very beautiful prophetic word. And to this day, nothing happened. And I've been hoping that things will happen at any moment. And nothing ever happened. This man is disappointed because everybody else in the congregation got prophecies that were given to him, but he was the only one who didn't. And there, he's a member of a big church. They said, we have prophets coming by the bundle here. What do you have to tell me? I said, have you spoken to your pastor? He's too busy. Don't talk bad against the man of God. I'm not talking bad, he's too busy. I try an interview with him, but it takes about 3-4 months before you can see him. I didn't want to say anything. So, well, let me pray for you. Do you have a word for me? I said, no. The word that I have for you is, go to the word. Go to the word of God because it's a brand new word every single day. By the way, you are disappointed. Of course I am disappointed. Nothing that was ever prophesied to me came through. And I'm still holding tight to those promises. Can you see what I'm saying here?
Yes.
And I'm thinking to myself, God may have already tried to come through, but you is talking 10 years ago promise that was given to you by some prophet. So I had to go through some 10 minutes of counseling to see if I can get this guy out of where he is. You know, when we got hold too tight to old memories, it will bring disappointment. And when we are disappointed with God, we can't experience the bigger, good, and newer things that God has for us. You still with me, right?
Yes.
So let me say this to you folks. Let go. Say goodbye to the memories. Or you're going to be disappointed. If you are already at that stage of disappointment, you've been expecting that so much stuff was going to happen, nothing is going to happen. One of the main keys to overcoming disappointment in life is learning to let go of the past.
Amen.
This is scientific. When we are studying psychology, this thing is hammered in our heads. You're going to be dealing with people with a lot of problems, and you will find out that 90% of those people that come to you, they have a big disappointment in life. And the reason they have a big disappointment in life is because they are still stuck in the past. So one of the main keys to overcome disappointment in life is letting go of the past. Let me throw something in here. The quickest way for you to let go of the past is choosing to forgive people who have hurt or wronged you. Did y'all hear what I said? The quickest way to overcome disappointment in life is learning to let go of the past and choosing to forgive those who have hurt you or wronged you. Somebody just said, I did, but I still... Well, if you decide in your head that you have chosen to forgive those who have wronged you, but it still bothers you, that means that true forgiveness has not taken place yet. And if you're still struggling to forgive those who have hurt or wronged you, then choose to believe that God will restore to you anything that was taken by those who hurted or wronged you in the past. Am I making sense? Say goodbye to old memories. And don't let the regrets of yesterday destroy God's visitation for today and tomorrow. Are you with me? Read the scripture with me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward for those things that which are ahead. Are you with me? Let go. Say goodbye to old memories. It's water under the bridge. You can't bring it back. And don't base your expectations on whatever good memories you had from last year. Don't let the bad memories cause you to suffer twice, bringing disappointment twice. Choose to forgive, choose to let go of the old memories, And choose to believe that God has the power to restore whatever was taken from you. Let's go back to verse 13. Brother Harry, put the New Living Translation up here, please. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it.
Focus on this one thing. Forget the rest.
Are you with me so far?
Yes, Lord.
Paul goes to the extreme to say that he is forgetting what happened to him in 2016.
Amen.
Ouch.
Amen, that's right.
You want to see how crazy it gets? Give me the backslide of the translation here, brother, please. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this. But I've got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us onwards to Jesus. You still with me, right? Now, when you go to verse 14, I'm off and running. Are you with me so far? You getting what I'm trying to say, right? The New Living Translation also is good. Watch this. Same scripture. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. I'm coming to an end for my meditation this morning. Say goodbye to your memories from 2002. Say goodbye to your memories from 2010.
Amen.
Say goodbye to the memories of 2016.
Right.
Say goodbye to the memories of 1985. Because the good memories will limit your vision and hinder you from experiencing the new things that God has for you. The bad memories will bring on disappointment and cause you to suffer twice. Every time you bring back an old memory, you're suffering because you are reliving that bad experience again. Therefore, Paul says, I haven't achieved. Let me have verse 13 again, brother. It's not an easy task to do. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it. I'm not there yet, fully there yet, but I'll do one thing for sure. I'm going to focus on this. I'm going to forget the past and I'm going to look forward to what lies ahead.
Amen.
Are you with me so far?
Yes.
I believe with all my heart that 2017 will be one of the greatest years of our lives.
Amen.
They have no doubt about this. But that cannot come into fruition until you and I let go of the old memories. Until you and I let go of the hurts, of the pain. What about the good stuff? Let go of it too. The Lord says, behold, I make everything new. So I'm looking forward for some new crazy stuff that God is bringing. I'm going to have to start in the next 2 weeks a series on overpowering and overcoming rejection. And I'll be honest with you, I have no clue what I'm going to preach. But you know what? I'm looking for something new from God. I'm looking for a different way. God is kind of working things out bit by bit. I always have my ducks lined up. Before I come here to preach, my sermon is ready in 2 weeks in advance. So I already know what I'm going to preach. All I have to do is browse through my notes, and then I'm good to go. Well, For the last 6 weeks, not so. And I was honest, Lord, you know how I hate this. I don't like to be on this suspense. I like to be on the top of my game. And then I was slapped on my face with a nice slap. So are you telling me that I'm not able to fill you in out of your time frame? I said, I didn't say that. But that's what you're implying. And I said, my bad. But you know how nervous I get. Yes. So you like me to get nervous? No, I want you to learn to trust in me. So what is this? This is not how I have been doing, Lord. And that's the idea. And so I'm just going with the flow. I told you I'm finishing right now. And this is my final statement. Don't let the regrets of yesterday destroy your faith, your hopes of tomorrow, nor the visitation that God wants to bring into your lives in this new coming year. No matter what has happened in the past, whether it was good or bad, it doesn't matter what happened in the past. Let me assure you that your God, our God, is a God of restoration.
Amen.
He will restore what the enemy has stolen from you. And He will take you into a new level of intimacy. Accept the challenge from God this morning.
Amen.
Say goodbye to your memories. Look forward to the wonderful plan that God has in the near future for you. God bless you.